Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On May 23rd.
I want to go back to normal.
What's normal?
The Paramount Plus original series, Evil, returns.
We've already hunted werewolves and demons.
And now what? A baby antichrist?
Okie dokie.
Prepare yourself.
You will not beat us.
For the end.
I have visions of hell.
Make it stop. Make it shut up.
You're not gonna survive this.
Evil, the final season. Streaming May 23rd, only on Paramount Plus.
42-30 LSU winners over Texas A&M here on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. A noon kickoff Eastern, 11 a.m. local time. My name is Bryce Kuhn alongside Dylan Sanders. Dylan, one, credit to the crowd. They showed out. They did not let the Thanksgiving leftovers dole too much pain out. I don't know if you did. Let's start off right there. What was your number one side Thanksgiving?
My grandma makes a delicious Mississippi mud pie. And shout out to anyone who knows what that is.
I know what it is.
There's a lot of people from like the South will know what it is.
Yeah. No. Like if you've got
shout out to Mississippi mud.
If you've got a grandmother,
you know what Mississippi mud is.
You know what Mississippi mud is. There's no doubt about it. 42-30 LSU winners today over Texas A&M. Dylan, it was the first half that really went picture perfect for the Aggies. They controlled the clock. The defensively, they were creating havoc. And offensively, while it wasn't crisp for the Aggies, they were making enough plays to where LSU fans for the first 30 minutes were feeling a little bit uneasy in the stands.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was a little bit of dread creeping in. They're like, ooh, are they going to drop this? You know, the Texas A&M game for the past couple years has been really back and forth. You never really know. A&M took the game last year. But again, it's a rivalry game. They were still 7-4 coming into this game. Mm-hmm. They had a chance to win. It could have been anybody's game. And then at the end of the first half, going to the halftime, you're like, ooh, man, the defense isn't really responding. The offense has been sluggish. The offensive line, I mean, credit to the defensive line of A&M, but it was an uncharacteristic game for the LSU offensive line. There were penalties, sacks, could not get the running game going at all in this game, even second half included. But then the second half came out, and LSU's offense looked a lot better. The LSU defense, you know, they came up on those key downs where they couldn't in the first half.
Yeah, second half you saw this defense make some adjustments. One of the biggest ones was using Harold Perkins as a spy. I joked on social media. I said, look, it's crazy what this kid can do when you utilize him correctly. Obviously, they're able to go with Perkins as the spy. Mm-hmm. It allows them to go eliminate the third down conversions that plagued them. They were 9-for-12, and then they did not get another one the rest of the way. So when you look at Texas A&M's offense, they stalled. Harold Perkins rose to the occasion. But this defense made a couple big momentum-shifting plays. Greg Penn's interception was a big one.
Yeah, he said that it was a play that they had seen a bunch on film, mm-hmm. and then he was able to bait the quarterback, and the quarterback, you know, gifted him an interception, and it was a big play. He said right before that drive, Brian Kelly came over to them and said, hey, someone needs to make a play. Someone needs to make something happen. And Greg Brent, it happened to be Greg Penn this time, and that was the stop the offense needed, because it felt like a drive into the third quarter. You looked at me, you said, hey, is this for the game? Because it looked all the momentum was on A&M's side. And then Greg Penn, who knew the defense was going to come through on third down and shift the momentum back into the LSU's hands.
So as often as it's happened this season, LSU's defense, when they make a big play, the offense kind of carries it the rest of the way. We're standing right here in the corner of the end zone where Brian Thomas Jr. caught a toe tapper in the corner. Obviously, Malik Nabers over here as well.
Kyron
and then Kyron Lacy right there in front of me. I mean, you look, Dylan, at what the offense was able to do. Yeah, look, we can talk about the disappointment, but this team finishes 9-3. The offense picks up, and that second half looked a little bit more on brand for the 2023 version of the LSU Tigers.
I mean, from the second half, I have four words for you.
CBS Monday.
NCIS!
Here's where we can see them!
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island that got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii, Monday, starting at 9, 8 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount Plus.
Yes!
Heisman him and Biletnikoff him because they took over. And Malik Nabers almost had the school record of receiving yards. He did get the school record for receptions. And Jaden was throwing some beautiful balls in the end zone. We talked about the catches. The catches were beautiful, but the passes were placed also perfectly. What a pleasure it was to watch this offense this year. And we'll still see some of them in the bowl game. Malik Nabers hinted that he's playing in the bowl game. He wants that school record about 20 yards away now. And, the second half was what we've come to get used to. Jaden Daniels making huge runs, throwing big passes. He had four touchdowns in this one. He had almost 400 total yards of offense against a top 10 defense in the country. I personally think he's done enough to stay in the competition for Heisman. I think it really comes down to what happens next week with Oregon Washington.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the conversation is that he's going to be at least one of the three or four guys in New York, no questions about it.
He has to.
I wanted to get to this because you mentioned looking forward. A lot of emotions out on the field. A lot of guys did, in fact, play their last game here at Tiger Stadium. Jaden Daniels reflected on that. But, look, the season does not stop here because this is something that you're going to have to see as we have to get louder and louder. We didn't finish.
No, almost.
Almost. See, we're having to cut this because the people who listen to this podcast, their ears are going to be bleeding. Cut, Bryce.
All right.
You mentioned Dylan, obviously Malik Nabers being a guy that wants to play in the bowl game, and we'll see. I mean, obviously those announcements will start to come out here in a little bit, but as LSU closes the regular season, they finish 9-3, a chance to get double-digit wins. Yes, it's not the season that anyone envisioned. Yes, it's not the season that maybe a lot of people want, but I think, too, when you look at what the Tigers have been able to do, despite their deficiencies, you got to feel good about that. That might be a little too optimistic, I don't know. But your thoughts, because I think this is a very, very, and we're going to talk about this more in the month of December, pivotal offseason that LSU is about to enter.
Yeah, there are some, let's say, decisions that need to be made around the staff and how they're going to go about building this team. There's going to be a lot of pieces to replace. As fun as this offense has been, and even some of the defensive players are going to be, switching around, you're going to have to fill a lot of holes next year. And, of course, we're going to see the LSU transfer portal. There will be players from LSU that hit the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear. It's just a huge huge year. You don't want to take a step back just because you're losing Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Brian Thomas. You want to keep the momentum going and then also improve greatly on the defensive side of the ball. And I think that's really the key. LSU needs to figure out what they're going to do on defense this offseason.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned right there, Brian Kelly talked about it earlier in the week, roster retention and the continued accumulation of talent, two of the biggest keys that Tiger fans need to pay attention to this offseason. And you should, because this is coming out on Tuesday evening. We have our 75% off deal at Go24/7. It's a fantastic deal. You want to get that the Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I don't care what day you celebrate. Maybe you celebrate
Football Saturday.
Maybe you celebrate. I don't think anyone's celebrating tomorrow's Saints Falcons game, but we'll talk about
I'll
that.
Celebrate a
later
with
time.
A nap.
Yeah, I'll celebrate with a nice little Thanksgiving post nap. But look, altogether 75% off. Hit us up over there. At Go24/7. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel. He is Dylan Sanders. My name is Bryce Kuhn. For the final time in Death Valley here in 2023, we will catch you next time.
The
baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.